Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Raccoon Valley Radio General Manager John McGee, and we're discussing this year's Caring Christmas food drive. So, John, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks a lot, Joe. I'm glad to be here, and it's hard to believe we're at that time of year already.
Absolutely. A year's gone by pretty fast. First of all, talk about the background of the food drive, how it got started, and that sort of thing.
Sure. Well, we've been doing the Caring Christmas food drive here at Raccoon Valley Radio for all 7 years that we've owned the company. It has been in place probably for another 15 years prior to that with our operations in Pella, Knoxville, over in Washington as well. Basically, we saw the need to give back and to keep helping fill our food shelves. As everybody knows, this time of year, the need for food is extremely high. People's budgets get a little bit tighter as they're buying gifts and those type of things. So we thought, hey, let's use the power of radio. Let's use the frequency of radio, the reach of radio, to be able to remind people of giving. And then we've got some great partnerships with area businesses and local grocery stores to work together on this. And then, of course, the community coming out. It's been successful, and I have no reason to believe it won't be successful again this year.
Absolutely. So talk a little bit more about the details of the food drive itself, you know, the locations that people can find stops. You might not have all of that information at this point, but just sort of give people an idea, and then also where they can go to find all that.
Sure. So right now we are going to be bringing up our website page middle of this week for that. We're going to get that up and going. That'll have all of the drop-off locations as well as when and where we're going to have the big red radio out. Basically, if you look at the grocery stores here in Perry, grocery stores in Jefferson, the grocery store in Adel, the Hometown Foods in Panora, Guthrie Center in Stewart, the Earlham Grocery Store has been a great sponsor with us. It sounds like we've even got a partnership this year with the Waukee Fairway as well, coming on board and helping us out, partnering with that way. Those are all places where you can be dropping off food donations starting middle of next week up until Christmas time. We'll have food collection sites there. As in years past, we're going to be going around with the big red radios, being out broadcasting live with area businesses, collecting food during 2-hour windows, and be able to qualify people for a $1,000 cash giveaway. Those will get started next week. Our first one that's on the calendar as of right now is 2 to 4 o'clock at the Jefferson Fairway, hosted by Complete Insurance, Friday on the 15th. So a great opportunity to get things up and going. And the good news about this, Joe, is any food that we collect in Jefferson stays in Jefferson and Greene County. If we're collecting food in Perry, it stays in Perry. If we're collecting food in Adel or Panora or those areas, it stays in the community and gets right into the food shelves right away. We've got a great working relationship with the food shelves. We are able to make those deliveries a lot of times right as we leave the grocery store. So we're gathering the food, we're taking the donations from the public, we then take it right to the food pantries, and they get it out there in the hands of those that need it.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned kind of the partnerships that you have with the area businesses. Businesses will sponsor different stops and stuff like that. Last year was one of the biggest years in recollection because of one of those partnerships. And talk about just the partnerships with the area businesses and how that really has grown this event over the years.
Sure. Last year, we had over 87 hours of food drive remotes. So you start putting that in perspective, in about a 4-week, 5-week period, we had 87 hours where our staff was out working with area businesses, working with these grocery stores to collect food for those in need. Each business does things a little bit different. We've had businesses do things like a matching program for all of the cash donations that the business owner will match, or they'll match up to a certain dollar amount. And that's up to the business owner as to how they want to do it. At certain levels of sponsorship, business owners join us at these live broadcasts. We're out there broadcasting live with them. They're on the air talking about the great things going on at their business, but also helping to invite more people in to make those food donations or cash donations. If we do get cash donations or the matching program that a lot of businesses are starting to do now, we do turn it into food right there working with that local grocery store. A lot of these grocery stores will give us a bit of a discount knowing that all that food is going right down to the food pantry. But it's a good program. It's a good win-win relationship. And the key is listeners out there, come on out and be a part of it. It's a really a neat opportunity to give back at the holiday season. I appreciate our staff and all the hard work they put in, the extra countless hours of running around to do things to put this off as well. So it's kind of a neat way that we're all giving to make this happen.
Absolutely. Now, a new aspect to this year, you mentioned the cash giveaway. You're also doing cash calls this year for the first time, correct?
Yes, we are. We've got our normal $1,000 cash giveaway that we'll be doing on December 20th. We'll award one area Raccoon Valley Radio listener $1,000 just in time for Christmas. If they need that there for Christmas, we'll get it in their hands. They can get it out and, you know, get their family something special, those type of things. The new feature this year, though, is we've got a Christmas called cash jackpot of about $3,000 that will be given away across all three of the stations that way, starting the week of the 18th. And the program works quite simple. They're smaller dollar donations. So we're going to take that money and we'll put it into a jackpot or into a drawing. And we call it our Christmas cash calls. So we'll be asking for listeners to call in at different times to play the Christmas cash call. And when they call in, we'll give them the three Christmas cash call businesses of the day, three or four, and then they have a chance to guess which of those three or four businesses are going to show up when we spin the wheel, and we'll spin the wheel on the air, and if they match up, congratulations, you just won, say, the $25 that's in the call that time. If they didn't match up, well, thanks for playing, and we're going to throw another $5 in and play it again later. So it's kind of an escalating jackpot until somebody matches up. Kind of a neat twist to it. We're going to give them the opportunity to double their money instantly. So let's say you win the $25 because you matched up on that business. If you can answer the trivia question about the winning business, we will double your money. So we've got a trivia question out there prepared, and it's real easy. The answers are on the website. So all you got to do is go out to our website. We'll have those Christmas cash call pages up on our website. The listener just simply goes out and follows along on there, gives us the answer. If it's the matching correct answer, congratulations, you just doubled your money. You took that $25 and turned it into $50.
Absolutely. So great program there, and definitely encourage people to visit raccoonvalleyradio.com to check that out. Now, one last question that I have here for you is, why do you feel like it's important to do the Caring Christmas every year and keep it moving into the future?
Well, first and foremost, I think giving back and serving others is very important for people to do, especially at the holiday season, but year round. And that's really what this is about. It's about working together with local businesses. It's about us digging in and giving back as well. And then the community, I mean, their generous support is unbelievable to bring in the revenue and the donations that we get for our area food pantries and how that helps those in need this holiday season. Hats off. It's humbling, actually, when you get to the end of this and you realize 87 hours of food drive remotes, and between the staff's commitment, the businesses that are part of it, and the community's involvement really does make a difference in those in need. And as you know, Joe, this time of year, the holiday season, budgets get a little bit tight, money gets a little bit tight. So anything that we can do to help out that situation makes it easier.
All right. Well, John McGee, General Manager of Raccoon Valley Radio, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Just want to thank everybody for being a part of it in the past, and I can't wait to say hi to you out in the future as we're out there doing those. Please, any little bit helps. Some of our grocery stores will do roundup at the register. That's a great way to be involved, help out as well. You know, if you don't have time to pick up a few extra items, you can just give us cash, and understand that that cash stays in the store. We turn it into food before we head out.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with John McGee. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.